Okay, all right, I'm late. I get it. I apologize. Dave Gibson here for the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. I'm going to blame that on our illustrious program director, Bill Tufloor, who you've heard brought up on the show many occasions. He comes in and does his annual weekly meeting with us post-show on Thursday. So if you're waiting there desperately at 10 a.m. saying, where's my daily podcast? Well, he's the one holding it up, all right? I'm just going to throw him under the podcast bus right off the bat. So, Bill, if you're listening, well, here's the date, like you've always wanted me to share with the listeners. It's October 18th, Thursday, and what do we do today? Well, the cold is here. It's coming in even colder next week, apparently. And yeah, so we started things off like old-timers talking about the weather, and wacky lottery purchases were brought up. The Mega Millions is about to crack. Hopefully, man, it keeps getting passed off without a winner every drawing, but we handed out some lottery tickets today with another round of Take the Fifth. We argued over the fastest fast food chain and heard about the most expensive liquids out there in the world. Plus, native Philadelphian comedian Craig Shoemaker, he was back. That and a whole bunch more. I'm going to stop gabbing and get this out to you as fast as I can now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
See, what was it like up in the great white north, Dave?
Oh, it's chilly, man.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
heat cranking. I kind of like it, though.
Meanwhile, you're in a short sleeve shirt today.
Well, so. That's because I'm lazy and I haven't got my winter clothes out yet.
Yeah,
see.
Layer up. Tonight, it should be even colder up there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going down to 36 here tonight. The weekend looks okay. I mean, Saturday might get a little rain and Sunday's going to be fine. And, you know, what the hell? We're all going to be inside watching football anyway.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Of course, we're coming down to the moment that the Mega Millions jackpot is going to be picked. We went out yesterday, right, bought you a ticket. It's got 10 plays on it. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, Take the Fifth. It's going to be your ticket.
7:40.
Seven o'clock. All right, it's coming at 7:40 this morning. Take the Fifth. It's going to be your opportunity to walk away. I think we got a winner here. I think I picked some good numbers.
Yeah.
I didn't pick any numbers at all. Let the machine do it.
Get something if they win, right? Like, that's a stipulation.
Well, what do you mean? It's gonna break $1 billion.
Right.
When I left the machine yesterday, it was already at $900 million.
So they could give us a crumb and we'd be set for life.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay. They could throw us, 1 or 5 million apiece.
Be a nice gesture.
Maybe no problem at all.
Five mil.
Okay.
Hey, listen, if it cracks $1 billion, I mean, let's maybe 10 million.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well,
it's
what
only
the hell?
Three
Since you're
us.
At 10,
exactly.
Maybe 12.
We'll give a couple to our interns just to say.
Yeah. We'll buy them a pizza or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Okay. So. You win the lottery, and I'll open this up to everybody. All right, now listen closely. 215-263-WMGK. You win the lottery. First thing you do, you're going to pay off all those bills.
Sure,
you're going to make sure that the kids have college funds. You're going to take care of all that. What's the first wacky? What's the thing? Okay, I'm a billionaire. I'm buying something, right? And I don't care what it is. I'm buying something.
Golf course.
Right? Golf course.
My own golf course.
You want your own golf course.
Quit pushing me. Okay. I own the joint. Get out.
Okay.
I would, and I've. It's funny. I've thought of this for years. I would buy a NetJets account so that I can
not buy the jet.
No,
the pilot,
I don't need the jet. I don't want to.
How does that? What is that exactly?
It's a
private plane.
Yeah.
Think
of almost like Uber for planes.
For planes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
like
a
fly share.
Rudimentary definition.
Yeah,
fly share.
Yeah. I'm with Steve.
All right.
Right, because I need to go to my apartment. I got a beautiful apartment in Venice now.
I would travel the
world. I'm not talking about California. I'm talking about Italy. Yeah. Right? Oh, what the hell? I'll have one in both Venice, Italy, and Venice, California.
Go for it.
What the hell? I got $1 billion.
I'll get an airstrip on my golf course. You guys can land there.
You're going to land there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Great. So what's it going to be for you? I mean, the wacky thing. You know, for the longest time, I always said, like, if I won the lottery, right? If I won the lottery and they said, what are you going to do with all that money? My answer would be buy gum just to screw with them.
Platinum gum.
Yeah,
diamond encrusted gum.
Buy two Volkswagen Beetles and strap them on my feet like roller skates.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'm changing my answer.
So what is your wacky buy? Right, whatever it is, not a care in the world. What is the wacky about? We don't want to know about taking care of grandma's arthritis or the kids.
Student loans. We
get that part. We want to know. You just won, right? The Mega Millions lottery. It's going to hit over $1 billion by tomorrow night. It's at $900 million now. What's your wacky purchase? could break $1 million. The question at hand, all right, what's the goofy thing? What's the thing after you've paid the bills, after you've gotten rid of the loans, after you've taken care of everything you need to take care of, what's your first wacky buy? Let's go to the phone. Janice.
Booyakasha.
Okay, you just won the Mega Millions lottery. You've taken care of everything that you need to take care of. What's your wacky purchase? What's the thing that's like, I got $1 billion, I'm going to get one of these?
I am sending my butler's butler to clean out my locker at work.
Okay, good. Very good. How about you, Chris?
I buy one of them Norwegian cruise liner ships and have a go-kart track on it, yep. A golf course, and park it in the Caribbean so nobody can get to me and ask for money.
Believe me, everybody's going to know where you are. Have a good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Ralph, what's your wacky purchase?
My lucky purchase is your radio station, so I can give all you guys a raise.
Oh, there's a man. Thank you, dude.
I love you.
Penny, what's your wacky purchase?
Hands down, Paul McCartney private concert.
Paul McCartney private concert. Oh, there you go. Just you?
Me? Maybe a couple friends, but yeah, just me.
All right, there's some thinking. Troy, what about you?
Me, I would buy a 1943 World War II M43 half track.
Now, you realize they won't let you take that out on the street.
In Delaware, they will.
No tax, no rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? He could be like that DuPont guy. Didn't he have one?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he had a bunch of them, yeah.
Have a good morning, dude.
Thanks, you too.
Cindy, what about yourself? What would you buy? What's your wacky purchase if you hit the lottery?
Okay, I would hire a full-time curator whose only job would be to go through all my collections and catalog them, like all the defunct technology, the vintage clothing, the skin, the boxes and boxes of pictures I have.
You know, they have a name for people like you.
What would that be, John?
Hoarders.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! do you remember last week I brought up the whole thing about who has the fastest drive-through?
Oh, yeah.
And the two of you insisted that it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
That's my call.
And you know, and I bowed to it because I don't really go to Chick-fil-A that often.
I don't either.
Right? And the reason why is because there's always a ridiculously long line right, of people waiting to get through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Well, I'm out. I'm coming back from the bonfire the other night.
Right. Sure.
All right? And I needed gas, and I go past, and there's a Chick-fil-A. It is, at that time, maybe 9:30 at night.
Okay.
Right? There's a line going around the damn block, double line of cars.
There's never not.
Right? There's never not. How can you say that it's the fastest?
That's the proof right there. That people are willing to get in a line that long because they know how efficient they are.
Keep going back. And they've got guys and girls outside taking your order before you hit the actual order spot.
All right. Burger King, their line, right? It takes you 3 minutes and 13 seconds to get through it. Dunkin' Donuts, I know you have an issue with them, right? But still, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. KFC, 3 minutes. 3 minutes. KFC, 3 minutes, 38. Wendy's, 3:45. Right? The list goes on. Coming in at number 9, Chick-fil-A, 4 minutes and 20 seconds to get through.
That's fine.
I'm telling you.
No one's, here's the thing. Burger King's the quickest because no one's in it.
I go to Burger King.
It's all right. They're not a sponsor. It's garbage, John.
I used to sponsor them. I'm all in on Wendy's these days.
Cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please. Did you get my order? Double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink. No, I want a cheeseburger. A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink. A cheeseburger! Listen to me! Shut up! A double cheeseburger! Say it! Double cheeseburger! double cheeseburger, right? Onion rings. Say it, onion rings. Onion rings and a large orange drink. And a larger drink! Ah! No! Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Speaking of the lottery, when we were talking about the wacky things you would buy, there have been some insane sales of liquor as of late, right? And over liquids in general. Did you hear about the 60-year-old bottle of Macallan scotch?
No, where'd they find that?
I don't know where they found it, but it sold for $1.1 million
for
a single bottle of scotch. All right, then a Japanese bottle of whiskey went for $300K this week. Okay. Right?
Jeez.
All right, Cindy, you were looking for that one, weren't you?
I was. All right. Darn,
did the people
it.
Actually drink it, do you right. think?
I don't know. I don't know. Sotheby's in New York had a bottle of Romani Conti, right? A bottle of wine, Romani Conti, right? They expected it to go for $32,000.
Okay.
It went for $558,000.
Whoa.
And right after it got sold, it exploded.
It could, and it could taste like crap. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know if you open up a $558,000 bottle of wine.
Yeah, you better hope that was a good seal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's probably not going to be all that good. All right. But the most expensive thing, and especially if you go by a gallon, all right?
Pappy Van Winkle.
You could be up there, but no. A gallon of Death Scorpion Venom. The Deathstalker Scorpion Venom.
Oh, it's probably not even a drink then, right?
Right. No, it's not. But
is
but
it an antidote or something?
As far as what it costs for a gallon, what do you think it goes for a gallon?
Oh, jeez.
Everybody, come on. Here we go.
Cool Mill.
All right, Cool Mill.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
1.2.
1.2. Cindy, what do you think?
Well, I have to say 1.5 now.
Okay. All right. Well, the Price is Right's got you all wrong. All right. $39 million.
Yeah. Holy hell.
$39 wow. million, dollars, yeah. right? Now, to put it in in perspective, well, the hell, I'm not even going to put it in this. The reason why it's so damn expensive is because, first off, they use it for medical reasons.
Right.
All kinds of got great healing properties in it, is the way you have to get it.
Oh.
Right? Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy. Strap
right,
in.
Right, right. By milking by hand scorpions.
You have to use like a chainmail glove.
Yeah, all right, exactly. How the hell do you milk a scorpion without getting stung?
Are there tweezers for that?
And when you're done, you know how much you get after you've milked the scorpion?
A tablespoon.
All right.
A droplet.
2 milligrams.
Wow.
2 milligrams. Right? But I'm saving the world, honey.
Imagine if someone spilled that gallon.
Oh, God. You know this. We're going to put it right back up. Put it right back in the jug.
Absolutely. Ignore the dust.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Getting ready for a Take the Fifth. What we're going to do is we're going to jumble up some classic rock song titles and give you the opportunity to identify those. And the object is to be the person who gets the fifth one. But something else, you know, we're still handing out Queen tickets. We're going to be handing out Queen tickets all weekend long for the Queen movie. We have our own private premiere for it. And throughout the weekend, you will have the opportunity to pick up on tickets for it. It doesn't open until November 2nd, but we have our own screening of it on October 24th. That's next Wednesday. And some microbrewery up in New Jersey has come up with a Bohemian Rhapsody beer. The brewery is called Bolero Snort. Have you ever heard of these guys?
No.
Bolero Snort Brewery. And they're calling their beer, the Queen had one of their own. They're calling their beer, they had a strange name for it, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian
Rhapsody. It's okay. An Indian.
All right. So I'm looking at their brewery logo is a bull.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's trying to place it.
Why? That's
okay.
Why.
Yeah.
Oh, so Bolero Snort. Now Bolero Snort makes sense.
Ding.
There you go. Working it all out on the air for you folks. So, all right, let's get going here. This is for the big lottery tomorrow night. You won't have to wait online for a ticket. We're going to give you 10 plays right now. If you are the person who takes the fifth, that is, you answer the fifth question that we have for you with these jumble lyrics. And we start out this morning with Paul. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
All right, now we're going to give you jumbled lyrics. As long as you, we'll keep asking you questions, as long as you keep getting them right, tell us what the song is, and we'll move on to the next one. You ready?
I hope so.
Okay, all right. What do you got, Steve?
All right, Paul. Grab the greenbacks, then sprint.
Grab the greenbacks, then sprint. What song is that?
Take the Money and Run.
That is correct.
Nice.
All right, next one, Steve.
You always forget to hand me your funds.
You always forget to hand me your funds.
Oh.
5 seconds.
I'm not going to get this one. No. Give me all your loving.
Nah. Worth a shot.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. We move on to Heather. Heather, you always forget to hand me your funds. What would that song be?
God, I don't know.
All right, then.
Oh, wow.
All right, we move on over to Maria. Maria, you always forget to give me your funds.
Money for nothing?
Money for nothing. That is incorrect. Wow. 215-263-WMGK, the number to call. Let's see what Rob has to say. Rob!
Booyakasha, boys.
Booyakasha. All right, so we're picking up with you always forget to hand me your funds.
Take the money and run.
Take the money and run. No.
That was the first one.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Let's move on over to Paul.
Come on, Paul.
We thought these were going to be easy.
Yeah, I gave these to Dave and Debbie yesterday, and maybe it's because you guys are around the music all the time.
It could be.
They blew through them.
Right. I thought they were going to be so easy. All right. So, Paul, right?
Paul, are you all right?
You always forget to hand me your funds. What do you think it is? This is where you have to answer us, Paul.
After that creepy singing and humming?
Yeah,
really?
No. Okay, let's go to Sam.
Maybe his name
Sam, what do you think here? You always have to hand me your funds. That would be?
You never give me your money, the Beatles.
Yes. There we go. There Sam moves on to the next one.
All right, next one.
What do you got, Dave?
Benjamin's for free.
Money for nothing.
There it
Correct.
Is. There it is.
All right, next one, Dave.
Barristers, rifles, and loot.
Say that again.
Barristers, rifles, and loot.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Dude, nice.
All
nice.
Right, here we go. This would bring it home. You'd have the lottery ticket.
Cash verbalizes. Cash verbalizes.
Oh, God. Cash verbalizes.
5 seconds.
Hash verbalizes.
Nope.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Wrong button. You're out. Oh,
you
out of
are
time.
Out. That wow. moves us on over to Shannon. Cash verbalizes, Shannon.
Is it Money Speaks?
Money Speaks. Close, nope. But no guitar.
Oh, my God.
That
Shannon.
Takes us on oh, over wow. to Carmen. Carmen. Oh,
that hurt.
Cash verbalizes.
Money Talks.
Money yeah. Talks.
Yeah, Carmen.
Nice. Carmen, we are wishing you the best of luck because you could be a billion-dollar winner. You got 10 chances at it from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of tonight, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the hometown boy who spent a little too much time with his hometown, buddies last night. Craig Shoemaker is
yeah,
here.
I guess I have to get used to heckling. First thing in the morning, you go, man, you look tired.
Well, you look like you say you got together with old buddies last night.
Yeah, yeah. We tell old stories. It's exhausting. They're the same stories, right, but right. It's still we can tell it over and over again.
Well, usually you come walking in, you know, California fresh. You know, yeah. You're always looking, and this one you come in with sunglasses on, you take them off, and I'm like, well, maybe you should put the sunglasses back on.
Whoa. Well, now that I'm happily married, I don't care how I look at it. Who cares? I got the belly, you know.
You got it all going?
When I'm naked, I look like a capital Q. I don't care. But anyway, I do come back and I get heckled. But I went out with my old buddies last night. We were telling stories. We're telling people that we're aghast at this. I'll tell them now. Your audience can be aghast.
Okay.
The stuff that we used to do when we hung out.
Oh, yeah. The dangerous stuff?
We had a fort, and we all hung out in the fort. And can I talk about this?
Yeah, do the dube? Yeah,
we're doing the dube.
Right.
And we always come up with great ideas when you're high. That's how I get started in comedy. But you write it down, and you read it the next day. You're going, what the hell does this mean? Hamster nipples. But it killed you the night before. Oh, you can't say it again. I can't breathe. Hamster nipples, you're killing me. So one night, we used to rip on each other. Just rip. And one night we got tired and we go, let's go rip on other people. Let's knock on people's doors and make fun of them.
No.
Yeah. And then George goes, while we're nude. We're going to make fun of them while we're nude. And I was like 1 minute into puberty. I had nothing there. I had a panel and a wall switch. That's what it looked like. So, and I'm going to make fun of them. So we did it. When Cerami pulls the getaway car. You met my buddy Cerami.
Right.
He's the getaway car, fully clothed. Me, George, and Tommy get out of the car. And we knock on the door, and we all froze because we had our lines down. You say this, I'll say this.
Right.
We all froze. So then I started doing my patented helicopter. I'm naked doing the helicopter. It always got a lot of laughs in the locker room. I go, hey, lady, the traffic report. I'm doing this. And then George goes, you're ugly. I said, where'd you come up with that line? That's terrible. We didn't rehearse that. You have to come up with something more clever. Then we run. Cerami goes away in the car. So now we're next to him, and he's doing the perfect miles an hour as we're running.
Right.
And we're going, stop, stop. He's there, hee, hee. And he's saying, and we're going, stop, stop. We're chariots of fire going down Bridal Lane. And finally he stops, and I get in, and George leaps on the hood of the car.
Right.
He thinks it's funny till Cerami speeds up to 55 miles an hour on a tiny street. Then he goes through the basketball courts while people are honking with George spread eagle. And he's there, let me in. And then he grabs the wiper. I'll rip it off. And Cerami turns it on and tosses him around. You're such a wad. So then, this is the best line ever. His glasses are crooked. He's spread eagle nude, and he goes, I'm not going to get the Naval Academy. What? He's thinking of higher education. He's nude on the hood of a car.
That might have gone on his permanent record. So.
Well, that's what he was thinking, but we didn't get caught. We made a lot of people laugh.
So speaking of the happily married man,
yes.
How are things at home? What's going on with the kids?
Things are good. Right. My wife is very, it's very different than Philadelphia, though. She's very new agey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you drinking bone broth?
Is that the new thing?
No, in California it is.
No, bone broth.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's,
bone broth.
No, that was something live. She gets turned on only if I compost. That gets her all wound up.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, look, honey, I'm putting a banana peel in the can. Something's going to happen tonight. You got to look for angles now when you're married for a little while. Before we were married, she was all over me when she was trying to make the sale and get the commission. Now she doesn't want to handle the service agreement. She come to bed before marriage wearing nothing, little what are they, little pajinas from
Pajinas? Secret. Pajinas.
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Depends what's on them, I guess.
I guess. All right.
Or did I make up that term?
I think you did.
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, I've heard like teddy bear and things like that, but the pajina is something. Sounds like something Oprah might wear.
I know what I'm getting for Christmas for somebody in my
That's
house.
Right.
Some pajinas.
Well, and they were great. Now she's under five blankets with a park and a ski cap. That's the new nightwear. I'm trying to make love with a gangster rapper. How about some trim, Coolio? But you know, I look for angles, and I had this new angle the other. You know the show The Bachelor?
Yeah, sure.
Chris Harrison is the host.
Okay,
he's my neighbor.
Oh, really?
He's really good looking, like intimidating good looking. He walked in our kitchen. My wife is cooking, and she looks up and sees him. She just goes. I'm like, okay, Chris, you set her up, I'll knock her down later. You give her the rose, I'll give her the prick. Yeah, I went solo that night. That didn't work. Yeah. She also saw this movie with Matthew McConaughey. I guess she's got a crush on him. Mm-hmm. And I got some afterwards.
Really?
Nice.
What movie?
What was
Dallas the Buyers Club?
It wasn't Dallas Buyers Club. She likes the thin look.
Oh, that's what that was about. Racking my brain.
Craig, do me a favor. Yeah. Dress like Jared Leto.
No, I went in as him the next day in the bedroom. I walked in. All right, all right, all right. Play some butt bongo. Solo again. nothing worse.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's good, though. And we're done having kids. I have a four-year-old.
Right. God, the baby's four already?
Yeah,
it's a cute age, man.
Yeah. It's a cute... Well, not well,
they have two-year-olds, so...
Well, do you have girls or boys?
Boys. Boys club.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, yes,
nothing
I agree.
Against girls, but
no,
it is unbelievable the difference. I have three boys, all good. This one is literally... Like, my one son... He got in a mountain bike accident. He has jaw wired shut. I'm going, why couldn't it be the girl? I try FaceTiming, and she dominates the conversation. She, like, pulls the phone away from everybody. You know, she's, it's a nightmare. And she knows how to work daddy, too. It's unbelievable how skilled.
Right.
She
it's bread.
She walks in ahead of her mom. You know, she gets out of the car, runs in. She's, daddy, I got you licorice. And I go, thank you. I love it. She goes, it's your favorite. And she goes, can I have a piece? And I said, well, your mother might not like that. And she goes, it's okay. And my wife walks in. Chloe, I said no liquors. Get away from me, you witch. I'm with my father now. And then she comes right back to me, Daddy. And then she, like, climbs on top of me. I'm telling you, she's headed for a strip club.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Cherry Licorice taking the stage.
Craig Shoemaker is appearing tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday, all at Helium Comedy Club. You get tickets through heliumcomedy.com. It is always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Go take a nap. Take a nap.
Eventually.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.